It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
You cutting that out?
Huh? No, I'm leaving it in. That's how we start the podcast. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Brock and Hunter.
What's up? Every day, folks, every day.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
You know, I'm just as bad.
You are. We just make noises. We're paid to make noises.
Stop.
Stop. Anyway, it is the Plan B After Show podcast, and I figured today, why don't we talk about that stupid little thing called time change. Daylight savings time.
What a moron. Who thought of this? I'm going to look this up real
Actually,
quick.
Yeah, we could have done some research before we did this.
Prep.
It's not that old. Who made daylight savings time?
So I think it was for, I looked this
it's
up
for
before.
Farmers.
Farmers, right. So yep. The farmers get up early. They want that little extra daylight in the morning. So they did the time change. And it screwed everybody else.
The idea of daylight saving was first conceived by Benjamin Franklin during his sojourn as an American delegate in Paris in 1784 in an essay, An Economical Project.
You know, Benjamin, stick to electricity, would you?
Why don't you just keep to being on $100 bills that we used to snort cocaine. Right. That's the only thing you're good for.
You know, you're good at flying kites and putting keys on them. That's it.
That's right.
Draw the line there.
Yeah, that and banging older women.
He signing some documents.
Boy, we know a lot. It actually started in an act to preserve daylight and provide standard time for the United States was enacted in March 19th, 1918. Both established standard time zones in summer DST to begin March 31st.
See, that's when farming was that's what everybody did.
Yep.
It's not like that anymore. Let's change it. Let's go back to just, hey, time's relevant. It just stays.
Yeah, it's just
consistent.
It is. It's always the same. It should always be the same. So this Sunday, you got to put at 2 a.m., you got to put your clocks forward.
Mm-hmm.
So we lose an hour, technically.
Does that mean we get the day off on Monday?
Honestly, I'm coming in an hour late because that's ridiculous.
It's a holiday.
Right. It does suck for us because we do. Like, I'm losing an hour of sleep.
This one around, this is the better one around. So this is daylight savings. What's the other one? There's two different kinds. Daylight savings and then what's the other one?
Well, I think it's all daylight savings.
It's not. There's two of them.
What is daylight savings time? Daylight savings seasonal time change measures where clocks are set ahead of standard time during part of the year, usually by 1 hour.
What's the other one?
Daylight savings and
I don't know. Look it up.
Let's see.
Anyway, it's stupid.
I thought it was all daylight savings.
I don't think so.
So
I like this one. This one's better than the first one. Because we get an extra hour at night. It sucks when it gets dark at like 5. It's terrible.
What is that called? Spring forward, fall back.
Right.
No, spring forward, fall back. Right. So we're in spring, so we're going forward an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Fall, it's still daylight savings time. I think it is.
We're a bunch of morons.
This is the greatest podcast we've ever done. I don't understand why we do it. I get like, okay, we want to give farmers an extra hour of daylight, but
that was way before. But
it doesn't make sense because time is relative. Like, it's still the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We do it in the fall. We move the clocks back so it's brighter later.
Yeah. So now we're daylight savings is it's staying brighter later.
Yeah.
So now instead of it getting dark at like what 7 now,
something
it's gonna
like
get
that.
Dark at like 8.
Yeah.
Which is sweet. Which is nice.
But it's still all the same though. Time hasn't changed.
Yeah.
We've changed time. That doesn't make sense.
The time doesn't change, but the time when the light comes up and falls changes. So
because we changed it though, it's still the same.
It's not. No. Time changes. The sun falls. No, how's this work? So the sun, it's rotating around the Earth, right?
Yeah.
Or the Earth's rotating around the sun.
Yeah.
And the Earth's axis tilts towards the sun.
Yeah.
In a season and tilts away in a season. So the sun is changing.
We're adjusting our clocks.
And we're adjusting the time for the sun.
Here's what I'm saying, though, is that there's no reason for that because it's still always the same. We're adjusting our mindset of time, right. But really time is still the same. Mm-hmm. It's going to do the same thing next year. You know, that's why we have the longest day of the year, the shortest day. It's always, the earth is always continuing that rotating axis. We're just adjusting our mindset of what time
is. The only thing the daylight savings time is changing is the time the sun comes up, the actual time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you need it to be sunny in the morning? I don't.
I don't know. Because no matter what, I don't care if it's in the spring, summer, or fall. I'm getting up. It's always dark when I get up.
Right. I mean, it's nice to have, you know, when people get off work, they like to go golf, fishing.
Yeah.
To go outside because you've been in a cubicle all day. You know, in the winter, granted, you're not really going outside too much in the winter, but it's nice to have a little bit of sunlight when you get out of work.
But I guess for me is that, but it's still, I guess it's still just the same, though. Like, whether we changed it or not, the sun is still going to rise when it rises, and it's going to set when it sets. Mm-hmm. We're just constructing our time and our concept, our understanding of time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So if say we don't change time, and it's just consistent, we don't do the daylight savings thing, the sun will rise and set at different times throughout the season.
I like daylight savings time is bad. And we should stop doing it.
This is an article?
Yeah. Daylight savings has been official ritual since 1918. President Woodrow Wilson codified it into law during the waning days of World War I. Nowadays, it's a purpose to save energy. One more hour of sunlight in the evening means one less hour of consumption of artificial. That's not true, though, because the morning... Mm-hmm. Don't we just have the lights on then in the morning?
It's all relevant, isn't
it? That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't get it.
Let's just stop it. Can we start a petition? Can we get some signatures? Dude, I'm pretty sure Florida did.
In 2005, President George W. Bush lengthened daylight savings by a month.
Damn it, George.
Let's see. But does daylight savings time actually make much of a difference? Evidence suggests that the answer is no. After the Australian government extended daylight savings time by 2 months in 2000 in order to accommodate the Sydney Olympic Games, a study at UC Berkeley showed that the move failed to reduce electricity demanded at all.
Don't mess with it.
I don't. Yeah, that's the thing. I just feel like... So we were fine up until 1918, and then we're like, wait a minute.
We're going to change time,
but you know,
What a bold thing to do.
Yeah. We just changed our...
I wonder what Einstein thinks about this.
He's probably like, this is stupid.
You are stupid. You can't change time. It is consistent.
Yeah.
It started and it doesn't end.
Exactly. For billions of years, it's been doing this, adjusting for seasons,
right.
And then we constructed time ourselves. Really, we're the only ones.
I'm pretty sure Florida was like, nope. Not doing it.
Isn't there? There's a town in Indiana that doesn't do daylight.
Yeah.
Actually, what town is it? We didn't do any prep.
Let's hop on board on this train, man.
Town in Indiana.
So if you don't change daylight savings time, I'm pretty sure it gets dark at like 7:30 every day.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole year.
All of Indiana, effective April 2nd, the eight Indiana counties of Davies, Du Bois, Knox, Martin, Perry, Pike, Pulaski, and Stark move from eastern to central time zones. That's time zones, so that's different. Anyway, it's stupid. I'm going to lose an hour of sleep. I'm really getting up really at 3:45 instead of 4:45.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
You know another crazy thing, too, is when we were in Vegas,
the
sun sat at like 4:15.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
4:15?
I think the sun set.
The set? Sets? Did I say sets?
You said the sun sat. The
sun set at 4:15. The cow goes.
The sun sat. The sun set.
The sun set.
Yeah, the sun set.
All right.
I get what you were doing, like, in the English language.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm a moron.
This has been the worst podcast
ever
in the world. In the world.
Yeah, let's chalk it up for that.
Here's what we got. Daylight savings is stupid, and we shouldn't do it. And screw you, Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, you're a moron.
Screw you, sir.
You 1918 ass.
You ass.
Right.
Yeah, why are we following the rules that somebody in 19... He had a monocle, for God's sake.
For God's sake.
And we're listening to him?
You know, any laws that... You know, let's review some of these laws that were made back in the day, because things were a little different.
You know? It's a little different, all right? We're not trading cows for services now.
I'm not driving my Model A to work every day. Times have changed.
They've changed.
You know, let's adjust with them.
I agree. I think we should bring back the monocles, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's my monocle. Yeah.
And you must be the Monopoly guy.
All right, let's wrap up this train wreck of a podcast. Make sure you explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this horrible podcast.
It's terrible.
It was bad. And, of course, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., 107.1 on your FM dial. It's always the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Always.
Always. All right, we'll see you guys next time.